This, with an iron nerve, a temper of the icebreaker, an indomitable resolution, self-command and toleration exalted from virtues to blessings, and the kindliest and truest heart that beats, these form his equipment for the noble work that he's doing for mankind. Work both in theory and practice, for his views are as wide as his all-embracing sympathy. I tell you these facts that you may know why I have such confidence in him. I've asked him to come at once. I shall see Miss Westenra tomorrow again. She is to meet me at the Stores, so that I may not alarm her mother by too early a repetition of my call. Yours, always, John Seward.
Letter. Abraham Van Helsing, M.D., Doctor of Philosophy, Doctor of Letters, so on, so on, so on. To Dr. Seward, 2nd of September. My good friend, when I've received your letter, I am already coming to you. By good fortune, I can leave just at once without wrong to any of those who have trusted me. Were fortune other, then it were bad for those who have trusted, for I come to my friend when he call me to aid those he holds dear. Tell your friend that when that time you suck from my wound so swiftly the poison of the gangrene from that knife that our other friend, too nervous, let slip, you did more for him when he wants my aids, and you call for them than all his great fortune could do. But it is pleasure added to do for him, your friend. It is to you that I come. Have then rooms for me at the Great Eastern Hotel, so that I may be near to hand, and please it so arrange that we may see the young lady not too late on tomorrow, for it is likely that I may have to return here that night. But if need be, I shall come again in 3 days, and stay longer if it must. Till then, goodbye, my friend John Van Helsing. Letter. Dr. Seward to the Honourable Arthur Homewood, 3rd of September. My dear Art, Van Helsing has come and gone. He came on with me to Hillingham and found that by Lucy's discretion her mother was lunching out, so that we were alone with her. Van Helsing made a very careful examination of the patient. He is to report to me, and I shall advise you, for of course I was not present all the time. He is, I fear, much concerned, but says he must think. When I told him of our friendship and how you trust me in the matter, he said, "You must tell him all you think. Tell him what I think, if you can guess it, if you will. Nay, I'm not jesting, this is no jest, but life and death, perhaps more."